calidad. Flores y amores, asunto de niñas. Gritar y patear, desaprovechar.
Tu sangre joven. Esto es
questions about work and school, and trying to be cool about it, feeling like an absolute fool about it, wishing you were kind enough to be cruel about it, telling myself I can always do without it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
I came prepared for absolution if you'd only ask. So I take some offense when you say no regrets. I remember it's impossible to pass your test. But I'm trying to forget about it, feeling like I'm breaking a sweat about it, wishing you would kindly get out of my head about it, telling myself one day I'll forget about it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
One
since I took your medication to know what it's like. And now I have to act like I can't read your mind. I ask you how you're doing and I let you lie. But we don't have to talk about it. I can walk you home and practice method acting. I'll pretend being with you doesn't feel like drowning. Telling you it's nice to see how good you're doing, even though you know it isn't true.
Every second counts. I wanna talk to you.
Wow.
Wow.
People. Welcome back.
People. Hot people.
Hot topic. Hot.
Oh.
Can we do it?
Yeah. Hot topics. Hotter people.
Today we actually have a really crazy.
I know this is crazy,
this
and
is
I
a
don't
real
know.
Hot topic.
I don't know how to get into here. Like, how do we introduce such a topic?
Well, how did you come up with it? You came up with it.
Basically, I've just like done some reflecting, and a lot of the music I've been listening to has been relating to this kind of, I don't know, what could you call it, like idea, but
concepts?
Yeah,
feeling.
Yes. Our topic today is vulnerability. It's a very big topic, and not surprisingly, a lot of music relates to it. So,
self-expression, part of that's yeah. being vulnerable.
And honestly,
we have some songs that go with that theme. I know you guys heard cool about it.
Yeah. You've heard two crazy songs. We really threw y'all right into
the deep
it.
End, and I hope you guys know.
And Bags was the one that just played by Claro. That was kind of the song that led me to this theme, or this topic, because that one line at the end of the song where she says, like, keep it to myself,
tell you how I feel,
sugarcoated mountain mouth, part of my emotions, part of my emotions, I should probably keep it all to myself because you'd make fun of me. Crazy. Crazy. And I just think that song really hits a chord because that is something we all struggle with. And I think as like a society now with like social media and stuff, we're just so concerned with being vulnerable. Like we don't want to be. So this is something we'll get into.
Everybody needs to be, what's the word? Nonchalant.
Yeah,
I know.
Trigger word.
And yeah, this is a youth term that's being used, and it's taking our silly away. It's taking
seriously.
Our vulnerability away. Go out and experience some embarrassment. Feel how you feel, and the world keeps turning, guys.
Yeah. Well,
this next song is a very, very, very vulnerable song, and it's so visceral. I don't even think I have words. It's just so good. So I'm going to play it right now, and I know you guys are on the edge of your seats. So watch.
Get into it.
Out.
Inside of me, I love him, kiss his mouth, praying he can't see what I see. When I close my eyes, you replace him. Naked, you're touch and touch and touch and touch me. I wanna feel guilty. I wanna feel that it's wrong. I wanna know peace again. Wanna sing a different song. I want you to need me. I need to want something more. It gives what it can, and I don't know what he's giving for. Softer, harder, in between. You know just how to get to me. He is stable, you are deep. I know just how to get there. I wanna feel guilty. I wanna feel that it's wrong. I wanna know peace again. Wanna be singing a different song. It's only a question if somebody brings it up. So I'm pushing it down and praying he won't see it when I come. I'm pushing it down and praying.
It's alright, we got fruit. We got calm, salute, yeah, it's real. Put a concept on that feeling. Take a word and change the meaning, only you. Take the holes open the ceiling. On the white island, we are Lady Sir.
We are Lady Sir. We are Lady Sir. We are Lady Sir.
Venom in the fire. Enemies closeting you. Trick them into pine. Snakes slither in the spine. Take the fruit.
Feel the 30 seeds in the car.
Everything related back to you. I have never been the one to talk. Cinderella, Cinderella, where do you sit? Billy, just to watch you fall apart. Looking for the arrow when you shoot. You take years of seriously, you stop. Listen to your heart. Mirror, mirror, the reflection of the law.
I just wanna show you something new.
Everything is funny when you see. DVD, my life is a cartoon.
About proportions or her waist, the creases on her face, day like no other, and just another bad day. All I wanna do is find the words to make it up to you. much. I guess there's still a lot to prove. And there's something I can't say in an ordinary way. They like no other, and just another bad day.
Guys, you'll never guess who I saw 2 days ago.
Who did you see 2 days ago?
Big Thief.
Did and they talk? Steal anything?
They stole my heart. Talk about vulnerable. I feel like Adrian Lenker is always vulnerable. I was looking through their discography and her discography, and wow, there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
I
like artists who... I mean, so many artists are vulnerable in their music.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But I feel like she is just so... She just tells you everything, which is crazy. Yeah, we did a couple songs. We did a Blade song, of course. A Beba Doobie song, of course. And The Big Thief. And we have a couple good songs coming up for you.
Yeah.
But we thought we should chat.
We wanted to talk a little bit about vulnerability and what it means to us.
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
Well, vulnerability is such a hard thing to talk about for a lot of people. And also, I resonate with that group of people because I think... it's such an uncomfortable feeling. And I think it's important to feel it. But personally, I could be like embarrassed any day. I could do something that's so embarrassing in public and like probably shake it off a little easier than the average person.
Yeah.
When I think about vulnerability, I think about its intimacy.
Mm.
Like with any people. And I don't like to do that. And so I don't enjoy vulnerability as much as I think it's important.
I get that.
What
I mean,
do you think?
I honestly think this is something like I always try to work on because like I think down to its core, vulnerability to me is just like being completely like no facade, no mask, nothing, like no persona. Like it is like just you. Like that's all vulnerability is, which is super scary. I think because I always want to put off my like best self as in like my true self, but then that doesn't always make it my true self if I'm trying to always be my best self, if that makes sense. So like,
exactly.
I'm always trying to like toe the line of like, how vulnerable should I be? And so I'm always thinking about it, and it's kind of just like hard to like put it into like specific words. Cause it's like, so much of life is vulnerability, it being vulnerable, but like that means that so much isn't, like we're not always 100% vulnerable, and I don't think everyone can be. And that's like,
I think
that was a whole lot of words.
I definitely think that it's possible that people can be 100%
really
vulnerable
all the time.
Not all the
that's
time.
What I meant 100% of the time.
Definitely. Well, I mean, in today's society.
Nah.
We definitely can't. I don't think that there was ever a time, because think about when everyone was just, you know, living nomadic lifestyles, hunting, gathering. You always got to be looking out for some predator. Being vulnerability is bad from a survival point of view, the real roots of it.
So do you think biologically we just are set up to be like, cause it's shifted to this like social thing.
Yeah.
So do you think that still is something like we are just programmed to always be kind of fearful of, cause like now in today's day,
I think we
have to learn how to survive socialness.
I think for babies, they don't care about being vulnerable because it's socially acceptable for their age group.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So it's something taught.
Unless it's like between, you know, some children can't be vulnerable, you know, can't be vulnerable all the time. But I'm speaking emotionally. Like,
yeah,
in most cases.
I think too, a lot of like my stuff is I just want to be like, I want to feel good and feel confident. And like, just like when I go out and I meet people, I talk to people, I'm out in public, I want to feel like confident and like secure in myself. But a lot of the times that doesn't always mean being vulnerable. It means like, you know, acting a certain way in order to be like protect your feelings, protect like what people think about you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm always trying to work towards combining confidence with vulnerability, like being confident in being vulnerable.
Like authentic?
I guess, yeah. I guess I kind of think of those as the same thing.
Oh, okay. When I think of vulnerable, the main thing that comes to my mind is intimate. And I forgot what I was going to say for a second, but I remember. I so lost it.
That's okay. Do you remember what it was relating to?
It was about vulnerability. Okay, let's start there. I think something good that's kind of... I mean, I think a lot of times it's easy to see things in a negative way and to think, oh, I shouldn't be vulnerable. Like, I want to be...
Protect your peace.
I want to be strong and I want to be this or I want to be that. But I think one point of view could be that vulnerability, like... has kind of become this really special thing when you can strip down the layers of like yourself and kind of share like these raw interactions with people.
It's purposeful.
And I think it's really special to be vulnerable with people because like a lot of people have their guard up in some way, like in any given situation. And it's so beautiful to have connections with people in which we don't feel that's a necessity.
Yeah. Wow.
And I still stand on that people should go out and do embarrassing things and feel vulnerable.
Exactly. If everyone was vulnerable, there would be no concept of vulnerability because everyone would just be themselves. Like there'd be no... I think vulnerability comes with putting up that defense. Like, and so if we all just put our defenses down, everyone would just be vulnerable and like we would all like hold hands.
Guys, we could all hold hands. And oh, you know what we also were going to talk about is how it's kind of hard for us personally because we're so hot that.
Yeah.
People don't think that we have a vulnerable side.
And when I try to act vulnerable, they think I'm joking. And I'm like, I'm so hot, I know, but like...
They think you're joking and they just don't take me seriously, like...
Seriously.
And it's... I feel like we should just kind of bring some awareness to this. Because really, like...
Let your hot people be vulnerable. Struggle. Yeah.
We struggle a lot as hot people and you guys know because you're listening.
Yeah.
But
I think also my last thought is that like I was talking with my friend about this, but like, and I kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but like in this day and age, like with social media and always having like a part of yourself online and like people always having these perspectives of you and like the fact that like something you say or do can get like posted online so quickly. No one wants to open up and be vulnerable. Like we kind of have this vulnerability crisis of like
cameras everywhere watching us on every move.
And if you let down your guard, you could get caught off guard. And oh, that's where that phrase comes from. Right? Wait, that was kind of gag.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
But. So I don't know, it's something I think we all need to work on, and like Nora said it, the nonchalant epidemic, like girl, it's over, like we're done, let's just all be chalant and like do dumb stuff,
please. And I just want to end this with one last question to you, Henry.
Yeah.
And I mean, sorry not sorry if this makes you feel vulnerable. Ooh. But this was a question from someone on our Instagram, which, by the way, if you guys...
We have some questions answer.
Yeah. One of the questions was, when was the last time you cried? And I'm going to add, what was it about?
Ooh. Honestly, okay, I'm going to get vulnerable. I don't really cry a lot. It's something that I struggle with because, like, to me, crying is such, like, a exercising of, like, pent-up energy and, like... I don't cry at the, even when I want to cry, I don't, I like can't cry. And so it's like kind of like, I'm like,
yeah, I feel,
I just feel so like, oh, like I want to get this out, but I can't. So I can't really remember. I think the last time I cried, oh gosh, girl, I don't remember.
I can go if you want to.
Yeah, wait, let me think.
Okay. The last time that I can remember crying off the top of my head was probably at a concert. It was at the Backseat Lovers concert. And they were obviously playing a song from When We Were Friends, that album. And that was an album I used to like back when it first came out. And I think, I don't remember exactly what song they were playing, but there was a line that I remember loving as like a 15, 16 year old. And I love to think about the trajectory of my life and how I've come to who I am today. And sometimes it's just emotional because life is really hard. And, you know, seeing people, you know, persist and continue to blossom through like whatever people are going through, I think is really beautiful. And it made me cry.
The one I can remember last was like last semester. I think I just had like such a rough week and was just like going through stuff and had a lot of work. And I was laying in bed and then
I'm in bed.
Susanna by Hope, the girl that's the lead singer of Mazzy Star, came on, and I was like kind of dark in my room, and I just was like, wow, like this is the time to cry. And so I just like did it, and that was it. And it was just kind of like, it kind of felt like a transaction in a way of like I said, I had this energy and I needed to release it, and that happened. But also because like I was in the moment, I needed like some sort of like comfort. So I turned to crying.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to play a song called I Was Wrong, because sometimes it's hard to admit when you're wrong.
Yeah.
And it makes us feel vulnerable when this song is all about saying he's like, oh, I don't need you, but he's like, I was wrong. And it's vulnerable to depend on someone and to need someone, and he sings this really beautifully, in my opinion.
Wow. Take it back.
knocking on that screen door, even though I can see right through. Feel like I'm almost good enough to know you. I oversold myself as you might have thought I was then, and I'm scared to death. There's women left, spoiled by your knowing, newer. Much more patient, with much more than I can give. You have seen me angry. I know it's not been easy, and I know it can't always be. That's the way.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Wow. This was great song, great song. I love that song. Girl Like Me is fire, fire, fire. And that whole album I've been listening to on repeat. And talk about vulnerable. It sounds lit, but she is talking about her insecurity and her feelings of uneasiness around someone she's, you know, seeing. And that is just like to do that over like a fire beat is crazy, and I love it. And we also had a Malcolm Todd song and a Wednesday song, which, oh, love Wednesday. But basically
hump day.
We're currently trying to speak off of one mic. But yeah, I would say sometimes I feel vulnerable when I know my computer camera is watching me, and this is why you should cover your computer camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So why don't you feel less vulnerable and put the tape on your camera? Thanks.
So I'm crazy. That's usually not my thing. I'm crazy. Suspicious and insane. Blame me. Yeah, you made me this way. Now I'm in the trenches, fighting for my senses. Stay up and I pace around. I pace around the room. Wake up.
Floorboards creaking in my home. Deathly silence when alone. Oh, I wish that you were here right now. So unlike me, somehow I fell in love in just 3 nights. Those November days still haunting me. When the cold rays fell on your skin and my hair got caught in the wind, the choir sang a melancholic hymn. In the morning you would be gone, I'd be mourning, trying to hold on to the
Thanks for listening, guys, to Hot Topics, Hotter People. This is WMFO Medford 91.5.
Love so much you'll slip away.